Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Joanna from National Opinion Survey, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions, if it's okay for you. We're talking about issues facing the community and the nation. Does anyone in your house work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? You can help us with this survey. No. Okay. Let me just continue with this. That will be really quick. Let me check. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
You want to? Yes. Thank you. Ms., what are the, this is the next question. What are the chances you will vote in November general elections for presidents, U.S. Senate, or U.S. Congress in other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm going to vote.
You are going to vote. All right, so certain to vote. Thank you. Let's see here. If it's okay for you, may I please have your age?
I'm 44.
44. Thank you. This question is the next one. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? Caucasian, white, Hispanic, Latino, black, African American, Native American, or you don't want to answer this question?
I'm black or African American.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. My next question is, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. So from 0 to 10, which is your scale?
About a 9.
About a 9. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing, Donald Trump, as a former president? You can answer strongly approve, you disapprove, or you don't want to answer?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, thank you. What about the job they are doing, Sherrod Brown, as a senator?
I really don't know.
You don't know. Thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman?
I don't know either.
You don't know either. Thank you. And what about Joe Biden as a president? Strongly approve, disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you, man. All right. My next question is almost the same. That this is, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you had a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have no hear of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. So let's see. About Marcy Kaptur, are you favorable, unfavorable, never hear about it, or you don't want to answer?
Never heard about it.
Never hear about it. About Democrats in Congress? You are a favor for them. You are someone unfavorable.
Yeah, favor.
You are favorable. Thank you. What about Derrick Murray?
Never heard of him.
Never heard. All right. What about the company First Energy?
They're okay.
We can put it like that, someone favorable. Okay, thank you. What about John Biden? You are favorable, very unfavorable. All right. What do you say? Favorable. And Republicans in Congress? You are favorable, very unfavorable, never here, or you don't want to answer?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
All right. Thank you, miss. I will do really quick. I know that you're probably you're busy, but thank you so much for helping us with this. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. If the elections for president were held today, for who will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Probably the Democrat.
Democrat, John Biden. Is that, you would like to choose that one?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next question is, if the elections for senator were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Sherrod Brown. All right. Thank you. Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derrick Merritt or Democrat Mercy Capter?
The Democrat.
Democrat Mercy Capter? It will be okay for you?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derrick Mary, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derrick Mary? A chance,
nope,
not a chance, nope. Or you don't know?
No change.
No change. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you just a brief statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capter. So Mercy Capter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So this statement made you much less likely to vote for Capter, someone less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference with this statement? Or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
No difference. Okay, thank you. All right. So I'm going to read to you a few segments as well. That will be almost the same. All right. So I'm going to read this statement. People have made about Republican Derrick Mary. Support anti-union laws that drive down wage for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will then seem to vote to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. That's the statement, much less likely, no difference, more likely, no through, or you don't want to answer?
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Next statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history. Oh, me voy.